This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Bipolar Babe is not just the name of a website. It's the online persona for Andrea Paquette, a former aspiring politician, a current graduate student, and now a raiser of awareness. A self-described former badass, Andrea Paquette discovered at age 26 that she had bipolar disorder. And the diagnosis helped her to understand much more about what had been happening over her life to that point.
One of Andrea's current projects is to reach out to others with mental illness, young people and students in particular, and work to end stigma. Her website, Bipolar Babe, is an online portal for connection, education, awareness raising, and myth busting.
And we're joined on the line by Andrea Paquette. Welcome, Andrea.
Hello. Hi. Wow, that's very overwhelming. Well, I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, it's wonderful you're able to share your story with us.
Yeah.
And your story, as it appears online in your website, begins with the acknowledgement of your mother's bipolar disorder and your move to British Columbia to live with her.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about the years before your illness.
Well, those times were quite torrid when I was, you know, around my teens, when I was 15 and 16 years old. I had dropped out of school, actually, in grade 10 and was, you know, heavily using alcohol and drugs and smoking and a lot of negative things that I think a lot of our kids may be doing. But there was deeper reasons why I was doing that, feelings of intense depression and just, you know, not being balanced, and there just seemed to be a lot of troubles in my life. And so I made the decision. I called my mother up and I said, "Can you please get me out of Sudbury, Ontario? I really need a change." And she did, and she's amazing. She had, you know, very little money, and to this day I wonder how she pulled it off.
She sounds like a very supportive person in your life.
Oh, she is my mentor. She's amazing.
You graduated from the University of Victoria, and then you sought a nomination in order to run for election to Parliament.
Yeah, I did, actually. That was one of the best experiences of my life. I just had so much just meeting people, and that's where I really got the want to speak for people, and it became with constituents and the knocking on doors and just really getting to know people. But I just seemed to lack a really intense and amazing passion compared to what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm. In Ottawa, the story of what happened to Andrea, as you refer to it online, really began to unfold. What did happen?
Well, it's a long story, and I'm actually writing a book.
Oh, well, good.
But that'll come out
much
later.
You can give us the abridged version.
We'll just go for the basics right now. Basically, I went out to Ottawa, and I had dreams of working in the HOC, and I wanted to, you know, have mentors in the political scene. And I was well on my way, but things just didn't seem to really work for me. And I started experiencing a type of what we call psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't understand is when you're seeing or hearing things or you have these delusions, the first time that this is happening and you're not educated about it and you don't know what's going on, I thought I was in reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was in that state for about, oh my goodness, 2 months. And I was doing very, like, things out of character. And my friends were becoming very concerned with me. And I was having a lot of, you know, delusions about terrible things happening and, you know, rushing to people's houses to make sure they're okay. And mm-hmm. just a lot of things weren't making sense. And so, but I voluntarily admitted myself because it just seemed in my heart, I didn't really know, but something was just telling me, just go to the hospital.
Is that what you refer to as the internal stigma?
Well, that didn't come until much later. I went through this psychosis of, you know, believing all of these things. And as they started medicating me and treating me, I started to become, you know, healthier in the sense, mm-hmm. you know, I started to realize what was going on. The internal stigma came when I realized I had no money. I had no family around. They're all in British Columbia. And, you know, my old roommates didn't want me to live with them anymore because they were afraid of me. Mm-hmm. And my newer roommate that I was supposed to move in with said, you know, she had depression, and so she didn't want me to move in with her either because I had bipolar. And so it just seems like I was coming against a lot of barriers all of a sudden, things that wouldn't have happened if I wasn't diagnosed with a mental illness.
Right.
So when I did finally find a place to live, I met with this girl, and the rent was negotiable, and I, thank goodness, and I just told her my story. It was the first time I told her, and I said, this is what's happened to me over the last 2 months. And at the end of it, she was very kind, and she said, I think you'd make a good roommate, Andrea. Mm.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan, and we're speaking with Andrea Paquette, whose lived experience with bipolar disorder has inspired her to create a website called Bipolar Babe.
In 2007, as you describe it, you decided to seize your health. What happened?
Well, actually, in 2007, I decided, you know, I wasn't going to drink another ounce of alcohol in my life. I decided I was never going to smoke again. I started making these decisions for my nutritional health, mm-hmm. and I was just seizing my health and really saying, you know what, I want to make sure that my medications are working optimally to the point where I am doing my absolute best to stay healthy. And so, you know, making those psychiatric appointments, having a psychiatric nurse, and I started creating what I like to call a support system. And it's like a net, and I see it as like metaphorically like a net. And if I ever were to fall, I'd be caught.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a brilliant approach, actually.
Thank you.
I mean, and to recognize that in a fairly short period of time, a lot of people experiencing mental health issues for the first time take years to get that in place in their lives.
Well, and it's not that I'm smarter or wiser than anybody. We all have our individual story. But what it came down to for me is I wanted to create Bipolar Babe. And in order to do that, I needed to be well and healthy and able to have the energy and to want to share that story.
Share the story of how you got the website off the ground and where it's taken you.
Well, it's really amazing. I was doing these, they were like these personal effectiveness seminars, and they said, okay, for this seminar, you need to do a project. And I'm currently doing my master's in political science as well, and I'm working full-time in the mental health field professionally. And I thought, you know what, project? I don't have time for a project. What am I doing here?
You're kidding.
And so I was chatting with this lady, and she's amazing, and it just so happened to turn out she has bipolar disorder as well. And she was talking about her T-shirts, and it was bringing humor to the topic of mental illness, saying funny things like, the only problem with being bipolar is that everybody else isn't. And, you know, a lot of really cute things like this. And for me, it just dawned on me, and I was like, I have my T-shirt. And she's like, what is it? I'm like, Bipolar Babe. I want to wear that proudly. And then it just evolved into this beautiful project, and that's how it began.
One of the things you focus on in your website is poetry therapy. Tell us a bit about that.
I love the poetry therapy. I believe, and I know, we all know, you know, many people with mental illnesses, and I even don't like even calling it an illness sometimes, because I like sometimes just call it my cursed gift. Mm-hmm. Because my mother, she writes poetry like the wind. She's amazing. And just the rhyming and the creativity seems to flow. And I find that throughout the years, poetry that I write brings me a lot of comfort. And it's really amazing because I've gotten so many poems online and people just saying, I completely know what you mean about this poetry therapy. So it's for everyone to share. And it seems like with these poems, everyone can relate to them in their own way, whether you have a mental illness or not.
I like what you said about the cursed gift. We've spoken to other people in Canada and in America who are bipolar or schizophrenic and who have developed a comfortableness with their illness through recognizing that it has gifts as well as some torturous times.
Well, it does for sure. If you look to Van Gogh or Edgar Allan Poe or Virginia Woolf, you know, mm-hmm. we see that there's great potential in it. Some, like, the way that I look at it myself, my energy is abundant. And I get things like accomplishments done where I'm working, you know, 12 hours a day sometimes and absolutely loving it. And so I often wonder, truly, it's not that I am the illness, but I wonder who I'd be if I wasn't diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wonder, would I be a professional working at a managerial level in mental health and as well doing my master's as a thesis in mental health? It's like this, the diagnosis has brought a world of beauty that I've been able to grasp. And so it's been quite a gift.
And that's a very amazingly positive outlook. Like, I can feel your energy over the telephone wire here.
That's what they all say.
Well, Jan, I would suggest you go to the website, Bipolar Babe. And Andrea, I have to say, the music is very uplifting as well.
I love the music.
Yeah, although the second or third time I put it on mute. And that's just my generation speaking, perhaps.
Yeah, it gets a little annoying. We're thinking of bringing in some softer tones when you're cruising.
What is the response? What has the response been to the website? What kind of interest has it generated amongst people that you've been in touch with?
Well, I can't take full credit for that website because I know nothing about coding or web development. The ideas were generated with this girl, Danielle, and she's, I call her my depressed diva, and she's really great. And she and I came together and built this website, and the whole point of it is to get people talking about their experiences. And it's been great. People have been contributing quite a lot. And did you know that in 7 days of this month, we've actually had like 600 hits in 6 days?
Wow.
And it's just raising up and rising up. And yeah, the response has been great. But I want to really stress to people, they think you have to have bipolar to, or, you know, a mental illness to be part of the site. And that's truly not all that it's about, because when it comes to attitudes and when it comes to stigma and the way that we think about things, you know, I think anybody jumping on that website would have something to contribute, because we all seem to know somebody, whether it be our mother like me or, you know, even the neighbor that we kind of knew. What perception did we have about him? And so to share that and just keep the conversation flowing and to keep it like to the point where I believe we can live in a world free of stigma.
And it comes about through sharing and ideas and getting in touch with people, talking, dialogue of any kind, sharing art, music.
Definitely.
These are the things that eliminate the barriers.
For sure. And, you know, through that communication, whether it's poetry or posting online or doing a blog, and it's truly the connection. And the other part of the project is I'll be speaking in school assemblies to kids, all kids, not just kids with mental illnesses, and just to share my story. And it's not about me. What it's about is a catalyst to creating that personal connection with people. And when they see me, and this is a big reason why I took this on, is, you know, you have a mental illness?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Almost like you can pick us out in a crowd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just, it's the point that I want to put across that, you know, you can always live an extraordinary life. Anyone can choose that. And if you have a mental illness, you still can live an extraordinary life, an amazing life. And so I'm living my life in that way to show other people that they can have anything they want.
Andrea, we have just a moment left in our interview today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
Well, we have, we're coming into the NGO realm and some really interesting things are happening, but we have to raise some, you know, money and whatnot. So we're actually having a fundraiser here in Victoria, BC, and it's with the Hair Garden Salon, and it's going to be a hair and art show, and Urban Heart is this amazing local artist. And what it's going to be is I'm bringing in creativity, style, and fashion of 15 models. But it's also going to bring in the educational component within. So, for instance, Bipolar Babe will be there, or Borderline Belle will be there. And then when the model who is named Borderline Belle comes out, I'm going to share, you know, a statistic, a fact, or something that I think people should know about so that we have awareness. So it's like, yes, it's fun, we're raising money, but at the same time, people, let's all recognize and learn and recognize that every illness is beautiful in its own way.
tremendous. What's the date for that, Andrea? Have you set a date yet?
Well, you know what? We had to get rid of our venue because it was too small. We have 250 people we're aiming for now. Mm-hmm. End of November, early December. But simply, if you're interested, just drop me an email. We'll get you a ticket at babe@bipolarbabe.com.
And that's Bipolar Babe is all one word?
Oh, babe@bipolarbabe.com, yes.
Okay.
And as well, too, with the website, it's .com, like bipolarbabe.com or .ca, both work.
Andrea, thanks very much for joining us today.
Great, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very thankful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hopefully we can speak to you again in the future.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Andrea Paquette spoke with us from Victoria, British Columbia. Her website, Bipolar Babe, is an online portal for connection, education, awareness raising, and myth busting. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.